T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 26th of March, 2024. Great to have you here. We had that cold front come through last night, so it's a cold start, but a high near 60 today with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. I'm John Little. So it's still unclear if the ransom will be paid, but this morning we are learning more about that ransomware attack of the Tarrant Appraisal District's website. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update.
At an emergency meeting yesterday, the Tarrant Appraisal District says hackers who took control of its website are demanding $700,000 to prevent the release of homeowners' sensitive information. TAD attorney Lindsay Nickel told the meeting that at this time, it appears that no one's sensitive information has been compromised.
At this time, we are unaware of whether any data has been compromised. We are reviewing that, and that is a primary objective of our investigation, and we'll provide updates as soon as we know.
Now, the board has not yet decided whether to pay the ransom. It did, however, vote to spend up to $235,000 on software programs and an outside cybersecurity consultant. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As of this morning, TAD's website services remain down. In Garland, police asking for your help to track down a killer. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Garland police have an arrest warrant for a suspect in the murder of a 20-year-old Dallas man earlier this month. Investigators are looking for 19-year-old Kadarian Scott from Mesquite in connection to the shooting. 20-year-old Drayvon Bowman was shot and killed in the early morning hours last week during a party. Investigators say there was a disturbance at the party which led to the shooting. A reward of up to $5,000 is being offered for any information that leads to Scott's arrest. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
According to a number of reports this morning, Attorney General Ken Paxton has reached a deal with prosecutors in a state felony trial, which is due to start in weeks. Paxton is expected in court today in Houston, where a pretrial diversion has reportedly been worked out. The Austin American-Statesman first reported on the deal that apparently includes community service, taking legal education classes, and paying restitution in return for charges eventually being dropped. Paxton is facing felony securities fraud charges. As Texas gets ready to welcome huge crowds for the April 8th eclipse, lots of things are in short supply, including porta-potties. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
North Texas is expecting hundreds of thousands of visitors arriving to view the eclipse on April 8th. And among the many, many things they're all going to need is, well, a place to go.
Porta-potties is not really something you think about when it comes to hosting an event.
John Banda owns North Texas Porta-potties in Dallas.
Our main phone calls right now that we're getting is actually for the eclipse.
And Banda says they have already rented nearly their whole inventory, except for maybe a few dozen units. Other rental companies say they have nothing more to go on. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The countdown is on for opening day at Globe Life Field, and while the team gets ready for another winning season, other staff are getting ready to feed fans who expect nothing but the best.
We are just outside of the smokehouse of Hurtado Barbecue, where it takes 12 to 14 hours to smoke up a brisket that they're going to serve at Globe Life Field a couple miles from here, because they are, of course, the official barbecue restaurant of Globe Life Field. Now, the Texas Rangers, of course, they took care of business last go around. That was the last time we saw them on the field, at least officially. The team's, of course, the true success story of last season. But Hurtado has a lot to celebrate, too. Last season was this restaurant's first with a permanent counter space at Globe Life Field. And they circled Thursday's opening day on the calendar just about as soon as the celebrations stopped from last year's World Series.
We knew automatically that this season was going to be huge. Obviously, we're coming off of a high, winning the first World Series championship in franchise history. Fans are excited. It's just a great addition to what we're already doing in the four walls of the restaurant. The Rangers keep us incredibly busy. So last season was great for us, and we're excited for 2024 as well.
We can likely trust that the food will be ready come Thursday. Now the Rangers just have to do their part, and the fans hope the team is, of course, ready for that. Team has to do something it's never had to do before, defend a World Series title, but that's a nice problem to have. Again, opening day at the ballpark is Thursday, and considering the smells wafting from the building behind us, smells like victory.
The Mavericks begin a critical five-game road trip, and they picked up a win in Utah last night, beating the Jazz 115-105 after trailing at halftime. But P.J. Washington, who finished with 16 points, says that's when they really clamped down defensively.
Just came out and put pressure on the defensive end. Obviously, we didn't score way too much in the first half, so that was our biggest emphasis coming out of halftime, and we did a good job of that.
It's the Mavs' fourth straight win, eight in their last nine. Luka wound up with another triple-double, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists. The Mavs are tied with the Kings for sixth in the West right now, but the Kings have the tiebreaker on Dallas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.